This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. An Aurora dentist has been sentenced to life in prison in the killing of his wife in 2023. CPR's Tony Gorman reports.
Prosecutors say James Craig slowly killed his wife of 23 years by poisoning her protein shakes and administering her pills over 10 days in 2023. When that didn't work, he used cyanide. Craig was found guilty of first-degree murder as well as solicitation to commit murder, perjury, and tampering with physical evidence. Those came when Craig tried to hire an inmate to kill four other people, including the lead investigator on the case. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
More Coloradans, especially men, are calling the state's mental health crisis line. CPR's Jenny Brundine.
Colorado's state-specific suicide crisis line was rebranded last year as the 988 Colorado Mental Health Line. Overall, contacts increased 15% over the past year. 54% of English-speaking callers were men, but among Spanish-speaking callers, 80% were men. Officials believe that the 988 model may be lowering barriers for men to seek help. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Cuts to AmeriCorps are raising concerns in Colorado. Colorado Youth of Change provides tutoring. Director Mary Zanotti says they've lost $1.2 million from AmeriCorps for the upcoming school year.
Thousands of students will not receive reading and math tutoring and access to caring adults that help them navigate their school and attendance.
The White House canceled about $400 million in AmeriCorps grants earlier this year. This is CPR News.